Oh Wonder mit Livewire auf Flux FM am Dienstagnachmittag. Die Band aus London, die ja via Soundcloud zum Welterfolg wurde, ist zurück in Berlin und spielt am Abend im Postbahnhof. Und nachdem wir im November schon über die unfassbaren Klickzahlen auf ihrem Soundcloud-Profil sprachen, mittlerweile sind ihre Songs dort über 26 Millionen Mal angeklickt worden. 26 Millionen Mal, Ladies and Gentlemen. Nachdem wir darüber aber im November schon sprachen, finden wir heute heraus, wie es war in den Vereinigten Staaten, wie es war bei Conan im amerikanischen Fernsehen aufzutreten. Wir sprechen über den Segen moderner Zeiten und die Produktions- und Vertriebsmittel, die diese modernen Zeiten zur Verfügung stellen. Und werden noch ein paar andere Sachen klären. Zunächst aber heißt es nochmal, welcome back to Flux FM.
Thanks for having us.
Josephine and Anthony. Guten Tag. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm totally fine.
Great.
Thank you. And how have you been? I mean, it must feel as if you were dreaming. When I look back at the last few weeks and the things that you've done alone in the young year of 2016, you've been to the States, you played Conan's show for a live TV audience. I mean, you must feel as if you were living the dream, kind of, right?
It's a very hazy dream.
I realize what living the dream has two meanings. It's obviously like achieving all your dreams, but living like you're asleep. Like, it's, I feel like I'm in this weird daze where we're just floating through,
doing
loads of
that.
Weird things.
It feels like we were in the studio like a week ago.
I know.
It was like 4 months ago or something crazy.
Yeah. We've met in November.
Yeah.
And since then, you've traveled the whole fucking world.
Australia, Russia,
Philippines.
America, the Philippines, Europe.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And what was the most surprising moment? I mean, I've read about the fact that the Canadian audiences surprised you a lot because they were like really freaking out when they saw you live.
Yeah, well, we were like really big in Canada and we had no idea until we got to Canada, and they were like, yeah, you had like a top 10 album out here, and we were like, did we? We had no clue.
We put a show on sale to like, it was like 100 people in Toronto.
Yeah.
And then we had to upgrade it to like 2,000 or something.
Yeah, just in the same day it sold out. We were like, what? Who are you people? Yeah.
Oh, man.
And the Philippines was nuts as well. They're like 10,000 people that know the words to our songs in Manila in the Philippines.
We were
like, we've never even been anywhere near the Philippines. How do you know who we are? It was really weird.
Oh, that sounds good though.
It was funny. Lovely. Yeah, it was
and
cool.
And what a great chance to travel the world. I mean, so many bands, they just go for the European market, and if they're really lucky, they're going to play one or two shows in the US.
Yeah.
But you kind of like really travel the world. You played Russia, the Philippines, and those are more exotic places to play shows at, right?
Yeah, it's been an experience.
It's been amazing. Yeah.
And you're foodies as well. That's what I've read, at least. So you
you
had the chance to try out different specialties as
Actually,
well.
Actually, some of the best food we've had was in Australia. They know how to do a good breakfast.
How to cook a kangaroo?
We had kangaroo in Australia.
It was amazing. Good. Although, like, Berlin, today we arrived at the venue. Mm-hmm. You guys have, oh my goodness, someone had made us like a vegan pear crumble with vanilla sauce.
Mm-hmm. See?
Why not?
In England, you just get like a frozen supermarket
I know.
Dessert.
Yeah. But that's something that I've heard from so many English bands, that they come here and they're like, well, when I entered the backstage area today and there was food on the table. Thank you so much.
And not even
people
food.
Are so great.
Like 10 types of cheese.
Yeah, there's four loaves of bread there.
Yeah.
So we feel very lucky.
Yeah, cool. Super lucky.
I mean, you have to feel lucky. It must be crazy to be in your position in the last few weeks or months. And where are you coming from today, actually?
We were in Hamburg
yesterday. Okay, cool.
And then Cologne before that. It was amazing.
Last night was amazing.
Cool.
It was 900 people packed into this sweaty room, which
lovely.
We played our fifth ever gig in Hamburg for a festival, part of Reeperbahn Festival. Yeah. And when they told us that we were going back to play that venue, we were both like, what? We're never going to fill that. And it sold out. And we were like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's so great.
I mean, so exciting.
And that's the interesting thing about your project, is that it's been made possible because of the times that we live in, right?
Yeah.
All the techniques, all the production things that you need for making music, that everybody can afford them nowadays. You can distribute your own music via the internet. So, I mean, how important was having all the tools at your hand for that project? Because in the 80s, it would have taken a billionaire to start a career like that.
Yeah.
There would have been a guy in the back who's like, I'll give you like $2 million and you record like 12 songs.
Yeah.
Tour the world
and
for like 3 years.
Yeah. And our album costs, what is it, €500 to make? Less than that.
Yeah. It costs nothing because we did it all ourselves. I think it is important that people have all those tools just like available. But yeah. I think the main thing is having the passion to release it.
Yeah.
That's the biggest, like, the hurdle to get over.
Yeah.
You can make as much music as you want, but if you don't release it, there's no point in making it.
Yeah.
You know? So for us, releasing was the most important
bit. Another thing that I feel was important for the success of your project was the fact that you didn't do it for the money. There was not the idea was not to put out songs out there and to start a world career.
Oh, no.
You just wanted to make music and to compose nice songs, and then all the other stuff happened by accident. I think that's an important lesson as well, because as soon as you try to plan something like that, it's destined to fail, I think.
Oh yeah, always.
Right?
I think if we wanted to make money, we'd be lawyers.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have chosen to be in music if we wanted to make money.
Yeah.
But yeah, this project is very natural, I guess. It's taken.
Yeah. Well, you have to do anything that you do, whether you do it for the money or because you love it, you have to love it, I think.
Yeah, that's
true. To be successful. No matter, even if you wanted to be a lawyer, you have to love being a lawyer to earn.
You can't fool anyone.
Yeah, I think that's true. Especially through music, though, I think, because there's so many subliminal messages in a song or on an LP that people can feel, although they would deny it. They'd be like, no, I'm not that esoterical kind of person. I don't feel a thing. It's just music for me. But, you know, there's so many subliminal things that you can feel when you're listening to a project or to a band.
Definitely.
And that there's some honesty in your layered into your music that people can really feel. I really think so. In November 2015, we talked about the fact that there were like over 20 million clicks on your SoundCloud page. 20 million plays. Now it's over 26. So this snowball effect is still happening.
Yeah.
There's still more and more coming up. How will you explain that to your children one day?
No idea. We've hit like 100 million, I think, generally.
In the world.
Yeah, on Spotify and stuff. We have 100 million.
Somehow.
Grown
bigger than.
Oh no.
SoundCloud. Yeah. It's nuts.
No.
So,
please stop listening to their music. It's getting too big.
Yeah, I know. People keep emailing us being like, please don't go mainstream. I'm like, we're not doing anything. You guys are listening to our music. Like, we're not doing anything.
It's funny that people want you to get a certain level of success.
Yeah.
And then once, if you pass that.
That's true, yeah.
They're like, oh, I don't like them anymore. They've sold out.
I like them with their first album. It's like the classic line.
It's still their first album, but I don't like it anymore because I really only like the first 3 months
because my dad
first album
to
was
it.
Put out.
Yeah.
Oh, you know something's gone wrong when your dad's listened to it.
Oh no. I want to congratulate you on your success once again. It's such a great thing that's happening to you, and I'm really, really happy for you.
You can
hit the 200 billion mark, and we'll still be happy for you. Because the thing is, you haven't. I mean, what a stupid thing to say that you've gone mainstream. The music is still the same, and the cool thing about your music is that it's not like mainstream pop music. It's not overproduced. It's not quantized to the death of music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
So people have to love it. People out there who are forcing you to still love Oh Wonder. Now let's listen to another song, and then we'll talk a bit more, and then we can give away some last tickets for tonight's show.
Amazing.
Oh Wonder, mit Without You auf Flux FM. Josephine und Anthony sind immer noch bei mir. Die beiden haben im Jahr 2014 damit begonnen, jeden Monat einen Song auf Soundcloud hochzuladen. Mittlerweile sind allein auf Soundcloud über 26 Millionen Plays zusammengekommen. Und weltweit hat man, wenn man Spotify mitzählt, hier schon über 100 Millionen Plays gesammelt. Das ist einfach total crazy. But the record is selling as well. That's another thing that's nice for you guys, because nowadays, if you have bad luck, you'll just play. People are just going to play your songs via the internet, and then they're going to visit your concerts, obviously, and pay for the tickets. But that's all. But you've sold records in all of the countries all over the world. That's the great thing as well.
Cool.
We were all surprised.
Yeah, no, congratulations on that. You've started the project because you actually love recording and producing and writing music. Do you still find time for that in between all these shows, or is that something that's a little in the background nowadays?
It is in the background, but we're going to New York in April for a month, and we're just going to go take our piano with us and write our second album or just write some songs and see what happens. So we're trying to find like little pockets of time in between touring to write, because we miss it so much.
It's very hard to write on the road.
Yeah.
We're busy.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, riding on the road, you if you find time, it's a cool thing. But then all of a sudden you realize that you write songs about being on the road, the road again.
Bob Dylan style.
And you don't want to do that.
No. I wonder, second album is quite weird. It sounded like Bob Dylan.
We're on the road again.
With nice electro beats.
No, but going to New York is a good idea, though. Because, I mean, I think London was quite an inspiring surrounding for the first record. Now going to New York will be another vibe. But still, I think New York is an inspiring place to record bits and pieces of that. But maybe you want to come to Berlin for a period of time.
Yeah, because we should just hop around the world.
Especially during the summertime, I think it's an inspiring place as well. Mm. It's just depressing during the wintertime.
I mean, this today is beautiful.
Yeah,
it's pretty inspiring.
Yeah,
it's
nice.
Gorgeous.
So if you need a place here, we can help you with that, really.
Like, we'll sleep on your floor offices.
Totally. You can sleep on our floor offices.
Office floors, not your floor offices. What am I saying?
I totally knew what you meant,
though. Your office, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But no, we can make contacts for you with some rehearsal spaces.
Amazing. Thank you.
Because there's some pretty, pretty inspiring places. Old school recording studios from the GBR, from the past, for old school radio floors and stuff. There's really interesting and inspiring places.
We'll come back.
When one's listening to your music, one realizes that there's this special feel and a unique sound philosophy in there. When did you realize that you have this signature sound going on? Was it like when the first song, or was it a few songs in?
I think it's like after we finished the album, we were like, oh, that's our sound.
We didn't really, we just kind of made a load of songs and put them together. And that was the album. It was weird.
Yeah.
We didn't really know. We weren't conscious. It was just very, every month, like, all right, let's do that. That sounds cool. Let's try that. And it ended up just culminating in the sound that we have now. Yeah. So it was very exciting to build on for another album.
Yeah. Now, it will be an advantage to work with, to know how to work with deadlines again, because that's something that was really interesting about your project as well. You were like, are we going to put out a song each month? And so we have to finish a song every 4 weeks. Then is this going to work for the new album as well, to put up deadlines for yourself without record companies interfering or other people? Management?
Yeah, we're very lucky that we get to kind of we get to do what we want. That sounds really weird, but our record company and our management and label and stuff, they're really supportive and let us kind of just go do our thing. So we've self-imposed some deadlines, haven't we? Yeah. So this month in New York, we want to write the album. Uh-huh. We want to record the album at the end of the year, and we want to have it finished by the beginning of 2017, ready to release. So that's our plan at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, with 100 million plays around the globe, the record company should let you do what you're doing, you know? They shouldn't interfere too much. That would be just stupid.
Yeah,
I mean, really. I was asking you the last time if there were some evil advertisement companies or people with some evil offers coming up. Has there been something like that until now? What was the most evil plan that was suggested to you to do with your music?
I can't think. The only thing I can think of that was, it wasn't even evil. They, like, as a biscuit company, wanted to be like, can you be the face of our new biscuits? And we were like, no. It wasn't really evil.
I think
it was just a bit
weird. Like, do we get free biscuits? I don't want money. I want biscuits.
That was why I was tempted.
Yeah, and I had to stand there and be like, no biscuits.
But you can totally imagine that. I mean, if I had a company and I was trying to sell something, and I would look at your SoundCloud page and all that other stuff, and then how many plays you have all over the world, I would be like, I think I should contact them. Evil cat, trying to sell this product that I have invented here in Germany. They can be the faces for this project. It's so nice to be talking to you guys again. So what's the live setup going to be tonight? Is this four people still?
Yes.
Because by now you could basically afford a 20-piece orchestra.
I wouldn't say that.
Not yet, but it's the same. Yeah, it's the four of us, but we've added a few new songs that we've never played live before.
Yeah.
So we're basically nearly playing the whole album, which is really exciting.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And we added a new one just yesterday, didn't we? White Blood. And people seem to be really enjoying that live. So it's cool. It's a bit different. And we've mixed up. We've got a new set, and it's nice.
So our album's got loads of different shapes, colourful shapes on the inside. Uh-huh. And we've basically made the shapes massive and put them on
stage. Big bits of wood. They're really cool.
Oh, nice.
Literally cool.
So it looks good.
So it doesn't only sound good, it looks good as well. Oh, Wanda, heute Abend im Postbahnhof. Wer da vorbeigehen möchte, der kann jetzt ganz schnell anrufen. Es gibt noch ein paar Resttickets an der Abendkasse, aber nur noch ganz wenige. Wir haben hier aber nochmal die Möglichkeit, Eintrittskarten zu verlosen für diese sympathische und so erfolgreiche Band aus London. Die Nummer zum Glück lautet 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000. Jetzt anrufen für Tickets für Oh, Wanda heute Abend im Postbahnhof. I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
Thank you.
Of luck for your stay in New York City. And as I said, if you want to do some more recording in Berlin and need places for that, just contact us. We have a few nice places in the back of our heads that we could offer you.
Thank you. We'll hopefully see you in a few months. Keep up our tradition of coming in every few months.
Yes. I would love to have you back on this show. Thank you for coming, Josephine and Anthony.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wunderbar bei mir. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück, um an Tickets zu kommen. Bye bye.
See ya.